This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
WEEI Afternoons back here at Fenway Park in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studios. Joined now by Red Sox manager Alex Cora, who is brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, the official supermarket of the Red Sox Radio Network. By Arbella, here for baseball fans, here for good. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Alex, how are we doing today?
Doing good, doing good. Good weekend in New York, good game yesterday, so hopefully show up today, pitch again. I think that's the most important thing, and win the series and enjoy the off day.
How's the first couple days of the Roman Anthony experience going here? And the whole Anthony family, I guess. They were right next to you there at the dugout.
Yeah. It's good. You know, we've been talking about this kid for a while. You see him play, and you're like, okay, you know, this can get interesting now. I think lineup-wise, what he brings to the equation is something that we got a few of them, right? But we don't have many of them. We swing a lot, and he doesn't swing that much. He can catch up with the four-seamer. We got a few guys that struggle with that. So it creates balance. I talked to him yesterday. You know, I was like, don't, you know, you come here and do your part, you know. And obviously everybody's talking about him. He's all over the place. But the way he goes about his business is real, you know. Like he doesn't get too high or too low. Think about it. He misses a ball in right field. They score. You see him in the dugout. And it's like nothing happened, you know. Move on to the next play. Yesterday he hits the double. You see him at second. And it's like, yeah, I'm supposed to do this, which is awesome. And I think he brought energy to the equation too. The vibe in the stadium was you felt it, you know. Even the first day, and that we made the decision like around 4 o'clock, you know, and it was like, oh, okay, people are really interested now. So we'll see where he takes us.
You after the game a couple nights ago, after that, yeah, that infield error, I found it very interesting just kind of how you said, you know, he didn't look like it fazed him. And I've always said to guys, look, the guys that play the longest are the guys that can forget their mistakes and move on.
Yes.
Just the mindset of Anthony, his at-bats, the way he approached that error after that, he's got an elite type of mindset, right?
I believe so. And I think the organization knew this when they made the decision to draft him. Just being around him, not this year. This year, you know, he was with us. Last year, he came up to 4 or 5 games to big league camp, and he was always the first one in the dugout. He always, you know, wanted to learn something about the game. He didn't start. He was there just paying attention, and you see it. And the three of them are very different. I hate, you know, I don't want people to compare them, you know, like Marcelo is Marcelo, Roman is Roman, and KC is KC. But in this case, with Roman, we feel very comfortable that whatever challenge comes up, he's going to be able to handle it. It might take a little bit, but he'll understand that. He'll ask questions. He'll work at it. You know, we talked about his defense 2 days ago, and yesterday he made a catch. It was a 25% catch probability, and he made a great play. And then he went back and made the play. So We're going to keep coaching him, helping him out, but I think this kid is going to help us win games.
He's got aura, for sure. He definitely has something.
There's a presence, right?
Yeah. You know, they talk about when certain people walk. David Ortiz had it for, you know, certain presidents, whatever, superstars. They walk through the room, you're like, the temperature changes. He's got the aura. You talk about the difference in energy in the stadium, and I'm sure that's probably coming through in the clubhouse as well. And should have had a hit the first night, except he lined it off the pitcher's backside at 111 exit velocity on that. Awesome. First RBI. And then on a second night in front of his family, with the weight of all that expectations, game-winning RBI, double, and then makes a web jam. You weren't surprised at all that he had that kind of impact that quickly, were you?
No. He's a good player. He is. The three of them are. But with him, the thing that really caught my attention in spring training this year, first big league camp, if I was him, oh, let me swing the bat, let me hit homers, let me show Alex and the group that this is what I do. It was the other way around. He was taking his walks. You know, like there was one game he went, I think we went to Philly, I want to say to Clearwater, three walks, three at bats, three walks. You know, usually the kids, they want to swing, right?
Rip it,
and no. He stayed the course. There's a process, and he's very calm in the batter's box, and that's the thing that impresses me.
Okay, you know it's coming. I read some of your quotes about him and Marcelo not hitting against lefties. Is that indeed the plan? They're not going to hit against lefties. How does a plan like that come about, and why does it come about?
No, I mean, there's certain lefties that they're not going to face. We'll mix and match. I think now with the roster that we have, we have to understand that we got Romy and Ref. They're really good at what they do. The other day, Roman faced a lefty in the fifth, right, in the sixth inning. But then with two outs, we have bases loaded, and the game called for Romy to pinch hit. You know, and we're going to play the game. As far as starters, there's a few that we know they're tough. There's others that they're still tough, but we believe that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it. So we'll play it like that. You know, it's not a given that, oh, they're not going to start, but we'll pick and choose when. And throughout the game, we'll pick and choose when we're going to pinch hit. I think the difference now, knowing that we have Roman, we got Marcelo, he plays into our advantage. Now, when we're going to use Ref? You know, it might be for Marcelo. It might be for Roman. Maybe for JD with the bases loaded and one out. You know, like now we can play the game of, okay, mixing and matching, especially with teams like this that they have three lefties. Okay, if you're going to mix and match, we're going to maximize our roster. And I think it's a complete roster. Obviously, with time, we're going to have to make decisions when Willie comes back. But as of now, we're very comfortable with who we have. And we'll pick and choose when they're going to start against lefties.
Alex, you guys have won four out of the last six, and a big reason for that is the starting pitching. Luis Giolito goes seven. You got Brian Bello, who had two good outings in his last couple. Hunter Dobbins had a good outing a few games ago. Are you starting to see the starting pitching starting to maybe perform the way that you had hoped before the season started?
Yeah, this is four in a row that we have a solid one, right? Crochet, Dobbins, Bello, and Lucas yesterday. We got Walker today. We expect him to go deep into the game. And that's the way you gain traction, right? To win 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, you know, you have to pitch. It's very hard to come back every night. It's very hard to score 8 or 10 runs at this level. So the 3-1 game yesterday, it was a challenge for the offense, but double with two strikes, home run, 3-1. Let's go. You know, I'll take those. I prefer, you know, don't get me wrong. I like when we hit.
Yeah.
I like when we hit, but I'm feel very confident with the group when we start pitching. And we did it for 15 days in a row early in the season. We won a lot of games. The last four have been solid. We got Walker today. Hopefully he goes deep. We got the off day, and then we got the big boy going on Friday to start the Yankee series.
Heading into the Tampa series, the first inning ERA was over seven. So
yeah,
Obviously that's something,
mm-hmm,
point of emphasis. But back to Roman sticking around with the team and what's going to happen with Willie or Abreu. I think you had said that nothing had been ruled out regarding Christian Campbell. Like, is there any truth to reports that maybe?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes.
Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
He may get a stint in AAA sometime soon?
No, we'll make decisions when we have to. Obviously, this league is based on performance, right? And yeah. It's not always the 330. It's what we see numbers-wise. You know, are we hitting the ball hard? Are we controlling the strike zone? Are we playing good defense, running the base as well? So it's going to be a tough decision coming up. We know that, you know. But first things first, let's get Willie healthy. And it looks like he's going to swing the bat on Friday. We had a pretty good idea this was going to be the case. He was going to miss this one. So that's three. And then the off day, that's four. So give him a break to bounce back and be ready for, I think it's the Seattle series, if I'm not mistaken. No, San Francisco.
Yep.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Last couple days, you've gotten some of those Jaren Duran plays where it's like the fastest kid in Little League. He's like, the ball's 4 feet away, I'm going for it. Mm-hmm. How important can those plays be to this baseball team? Because last night was a game, you just mentioned it, a 3-1 win. Felt like maybe your cleanest, most complete game of the year, and Jaren Duran being aggressive is kind of part of that makeup of this team.
Yes, and that's how we played early in the season. We were stealing bases, taking advantage of situations. Then there for a while, we struggled offensively, and we tried to do too much running the bases. We got thrown out a few times, so we have to slow it down. But now that things are starting to get going, expect us to be more aggressive, take advantage of situations. Obviously, it's always the opponent. We're not going to do that against Kansas City. They're freaking great at holding runners and doing all that stuff. But we'll pick and choose. But when he's playing at that level with that energy, it rubs with everybody, you know. And that was fun to watch yesterday. You know, as soon as it got up, I was like, oh, shoot, yep, he's doing it. And he did it. Yeah.
Was that one of those no, no, no? Okay.
Yeah. There's a few that are like, no, no, no.
Oh, no, no.
Alex, we interviewed you at the end of April. We were out in Green Bay for the NFL draft. And I remember asking you a question about Trevor Story, just his body language. And that's his bat was hot then. And it's cooled off after that a little bit, but the last 10 games, it's on fire again. Just what are you seeing from Trevor Story in the last 10 games at the plate that has got you happy?
I think catching up with the fastball. That's the most important thing. That's something he did early in the season. Then he struggled in the second month, and now he's back to that. When he's on time and hitting fastballs, he's able to lay off-speed pitches. He hits the ball all over the place. And, you know, the last 10 days, like you said, I think he started in Milwaukee. He had a great at-bat against their closer. Then he went to Atlanta, put some good swings. Strikeouts are going to be part of his game. We know that, you know. But how he's striking out. You know, right now he's not chasing. You know, he's probably taking some pitches that he cannot handle, you know, with two strikes. And that's good, you know, on the edges. And we can accept that. But earlier in the count, he's getting to the fastball. And defensively, I think he has gained some confidence, and we made some adjustments positioning-wise, and we put him in a better spot now, and he's playing great.
Does that affect the hitting when you're playing?
I think it goes both ways. Goes, you know, like right now you see him walking around, and yeah, you know, he looks, you know, the real Trevor
Story.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Gotcha.
How about that bat flip last night after he ripped that one over?
Yeah, you know what? Cool with that? Trevor, he's a humble kid. You know, like very quiet. But if you go back to Colorado, you know, when he was hitting 30, 35. There was a lot of bat flips, a lot of them. Yeah. So
it was good.
We don't mind that.
Yeah, it's a vibe night.
He actually dropped the oof. I think so, right?
And you know, it's funny because it was in the preseason, I believe, at an avail at JetBlue that Bregman said the most important player on the offense to me is Trevor Story, and look, now he's coming around, and more wins are coming through. Obviously, pitching helps as well. Speaking of Bregman, any update? How's he doing?
Doing good. Doing good. He has this target day in his mind. He's not telling anybody. But the progress has been good. You know, actually, he should be out in a little bit for his run progression. One thing about this kid, man, like, you know how it is. Like, sometimes you're in the IL and you feel like you're not part of the team and you just want to hide and be in the training room and not help people. It's the other way around. This guy, he's locked in with the pitching plan, with defensive plans, just trying to help everybody. The first one to show up to take care of his body, and then he'll stay, you know, just to help everybody. We got a bunch of guys like that, but, you know, he went to New York. He wanted to make a point, you know, and we talk a little bit about that. Like, what do you think, you know? Like, Houston, New York is a big one, you know. Since 2017, they crushed those guys up there. And I was like, what you got? He's like, no, it's different. You know, Boston, New York is a lot different, and he enjoyed it.
Alex, before we let you go, I know you know how the media works, and we've already started reading trade deadline stories and projections and who should be targeting who, and you guys are a team that's underachieved. So from afar, people perceive that as, well, we could go poach a couple players off their teams. Without getting into specific players, how do you deal with that in the clubhouse? Do you talk to guys individually? Do you proactively go to them? Do you talk to the team? Like, how do you deal with those rumors that are going to just start coming?
Yeah, I think it's too early for that right now, to be honest with you. I saw a few. I was like, man, like, yeah, it's just starting.
I read one this morning. That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, this is too early. But obviously, that's something we cannot control. You know, I think we're very honest with players. One thing, and I think I said it in the show here a few weeks ago, that part, you know, like, I work with Jim Bowden, you know, and we were sitting in the green room, and it's like, hey, how about this trade? I'm like, what? Man, you're making that up. It's like, boom. And then he tweeted it. I'm like, so don't believe everything you read. Just stay in the moment. You know, one thing they can control, all of them, is to show up today and play hard and see what the future holds.
And Alex, if somebody wanted to get Hunter Dobbins a 4-pack of beer for something he may have said recently, how do I do that?
Just knock on the door and drop it off.
I mean, come on. You had to have loved that.
You know what I love? That, you know, everything that happened, I don't even know this. I mean, like, there's so many things out there that I'm like, what is this? But he shows up on Sunday, gives up the homer, kept pounding strike zone. He went 5 in a game that we needed, and then he'll be ready for the next one here. The kid, he's built different, to be honest with you. You know, he's not afraid. He knows he's good, and what he did on Sunday was special.
All right, Alex, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, guys.
Each and every week. Good luck tonight. Hopefully we start stringing them together. Keep that momentum going. Alex Cora, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we'll react to some of the comments from the manager here on WEEI.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.